Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Ram Goldar and today Maseches Vachim Daf Kuf Yud, the 13th Perek Hashochet Vamala. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that a mincha on which kmitza was not done and one offered it b'chutz, he's pater, since it was not yet fit for offering inside the mikdash. If kmitza was performed v'chazur komse osocha and its komets went back into the mincha and one offered it b'chutz, he's chayv, since such a haktar would be valid in the mikdash, albeit forbidden. The Gemara asks, v'amai, but why is he liable for offering the komets which was mixed into its mincha? Batri shirayim with komets, let the remainder of the mincha nullify the komets and invalidate the haktara. Rabbi Zera answers that a gezera shava haktara between the komets and shirayim teaches ma haktara's komets in komets mevatol chavero, just as regarding burning the komets, one komets does not nullify another, meaning if one komets became mixed with another, the larger one does not nullify the smaller one. Af haktar shirayim ein shirayim mevatin komets. So too regarding burning the shirayim of the mincha, the shirayim do not nullify the komets. Point number two, the next mishnah states that if one offered either the komets or the levona of a mincha b'chutz, he's chayv. But Rabbi Eliezer says he's only chayv if he offers both, because burning both is necessary to permit the shirayim. If he offered one inside and the other b'chutz, all agree he's chayv, since the second element completes the offering. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha asks, komets moshi yatir kenegdu b'shirayim. Does the komets permit part of the remainder parallel to itself? Mishu Shari or Kosh Miklash, does burning the komets permit half the shirayim, or does it merely weaken the prohibition of the entire shirayim? The Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Mefagling Bechatzi Matir, one can affect Pigol even with intent about half the permitter, it's clear that each element of a Matir permits half. According to the Rabbanan, who disagree with him, why would we assume that it either permits half or weakens its prohibition? Perhaps it does neither. The Gemara explains that the question was asked according to the Rabban of our Mishnah, who say, burning the komets is a valid haktara, which obligates b'chutz. The Gemara concludes, teku. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that one who zorik some of a carbon's blood, even one which requires multiple zrikos, is chayev. And Rava explains that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees with this ruling. Rabbi Eliezer says, afa menasech me'achog b'chog b'chutz chayev. Even one who pours water of sukkahs on sukkahs outside the mikdash is chayev. Rabbi Menachem Yotva'a says that Rabbi Lazar follows the opinion of his teacher, Rabbi Kiva, who holds Nisach HaMayim Daraisa, the pouring of water on sukkahs is a biblical obligation. Rabbi Kiva Darshan in Nasachel and its libations, the plural implying B'shnei Nisuchim HaKas Medaber. The Pasuk discusses two libations, the Nisach HaMayim of sukkahs and the standard Nisach HaYayim brought with every tamid. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan that if Nisach HaMayim is derived from a pasuk about Nisach HaYayin, it should require three lugin like Nisach HaYayin does. Yet, Rabbi Lazar implies that any pouring b'chutz, even less than three lugin, is chayev. Furthermore, Nisach HaMayim should be required daily like Nisach HaYayin. Therefore, Reish Lakish said that Rabbi Menachem Yotva'a overlooked Rabbi Asi's statement that Nisach HaMayim, among other things, is halacha Moshe Mesinai. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that a mincha on which kmitza was not done and one offered a b'chutz, he's pater, since is not yet fit for offering inside the mikdash. If kmitza was performed v'chazur komse osocha and its komets went back into the mincha and one offered a b'chutz, he's chayv, since such a haktar would be valid in the mikdash, albeit forbidden. The Gemara asks, v'amai, but why is he liable for offering the komets which was mixed into its mincha? Batri shirayim with komets, let the remainder of the mincha nullify the komets and invalidate the haktara. Rabbi Zera answers that a gezera shava haktara between the komets and shirayim teaches ma haktara's komets in komets mevatol chavero, just as regarding burning the komets, one komets does not nullify another, meaning if one komets became mixed with another, the larger one does not nullify the smaller one. Af haktar shirayim ein shirayim mevatin komets. So too regarding burning the shirayim of the mincha, the shirayim do not nullify the komets. Point number two, the next mishnah states that if one offered either the komets or the levona of a mincha b'chutz, he's chayv. But Rabbi Eliezer says he's only chayv if he offers both, because burning both is necessary to permit the shirayim. If he offered one inside and the other b'chutz, all agree he's chayv, since the second element completes the offering. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha asks, komets moshi yatir kenegdu b'shirayim. Does the komets permit part of the remainder parallel to itself? Mishu Shari or Kosh Miklash, does burning the komets permit half the shirayim, or does it merely weaken the prohibition of the entire shirayim? The Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds mefagling b'chatzi matir, one can affect pigel even with intent about half the permitter, it's clear that each element of a matir permits half. According to the Rabban, who disagree with him, why would we assume that it either permits half or weakens its prohibition? Perhaps it does neither. The Gemara explains that the question was asked according to the Rabban of our Mishnah, who say, burning the kometz is a valid haktara, which obligates b'chutz. The Gemara concludes, teku. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that one who zorks some of a carbon's blood, even one which requires multiple zrikos, is chayev. And Rava explains that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees with this ruling. Rabbi Eliezer says, even one who pours water of sukkahs on sukkahs outside the mikdash is chayev. Rabbi Menachem Yotva'a says that Rabbi Eliezer follows the opinion of his teacher, Rabbi Kiva, who holds nisuch hamayim deraisa, the pouring of water on sukkahs is a biblical obligation. Rabbi Kiva darshan nesachel and its libations, the plural implying b'shnei nisuchim akas medaber. The pasuk discusses two libations, the nisuch hamayim of sukkahs and the standard nisuch hayayin brought with every tamid. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan that if nisuch hamayim is derived from a pasuk about nisuch hayayin, it should require three lugin like nisuch hayayin does. Yet Rabbi Lezer implies that any pouring b'chutz, even less than three lugin, is chayev. Furthermore, nisuch hamayim should be required daily like nisuch hayayin. Therefore, Rish Lakish said that Rabbi Menachem Yotva'a overlooked Rabbi Asi's statement that nisuch hamayim, among other things, is halacha Moshe Mesinai. All right, so now we get our siman daf kuf yud, and our standard siman is a gold key ceremony, a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha, in which the kamitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while Kohen was eating half of the shiraim of a mincha, where only the kamitza was offered, but not the lavona, got splashed by a Kohen who's doing nisuch hamayim b'chutz. So once again, it's a motion. The recipient of the gold key, that must be on daf, Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. The recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kamitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a mincha in which kamitza was not done and one offered it b'chutz, he's patur since it's not yet fit for offering inside the mikdash. If kamitza was performed, v'chazu kumsa l'socha, and its komitz went back into the mincha and one offered it b'chutz, he's chayv since such a haktara would be valid in the mikdash, albeit forbidden. So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kamitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while a kohen was eating half the shiraim of a mincha where only the kamitza was offered, but not the lavona, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if one offered either the kometz or the lavona of a mincha b'chutz, he's chayv, but Rabbi Eliezer says he's only chayv if he offers both because burning both is necessary to permit the shiraim. If he offered one inside and the other b'chutz, all agree he's chayv since the second element completes the offering. Rabbi Yitzhak Navcha asks, Kometz Moshi Yatu Kenegdu Bishurayim. Does the Kometz permit part of the remainder parallel to itself? Mishra Shari or Kalish Miklash? Does burning the Kometz permit half the Shurayim? Or does it merely weaken the prohibition of the entire Shurayim? So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the Kemitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while Kohen was eating half the Shurayim of a mincha where only the Kemitza was offered, but not the Lavona, got splashed by a Kohen who was doing nisuch hamayim b'chutz, which we learned that nisuch hamayim during sukkahs is halacha Moshe Mesinai, and one is liable for doing it b'chutz. So once again, the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kamitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while Kohen was eating half the shiraim of a mincha where only the kamitza was offered, but not the Lavona, got splashed by a Kohen who was doing nisuch hamayim b'chutz. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf Kuf Vav. So the similar Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker. So here goes. The tightrope walker. Tightrope walker? That must move around Daf Kuf Vav. A fine line. Kav. The tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, which reminds us, the 13th parak begins, Hashochev Amal B'chutz, one who shechs and offers up a carbon outside the Migdash. He's chayev for the shechita and is chayev for the offering up as well because they're separate averos and obligate to chatos. Yosef Glili agrees that if he was shochet inside the Migdash and offered it outside, he's chayv because the carbon was shechted properly and was a valid carbon. But if he shechted it outside and offered it up outside, he's pater shohela el davar pasul because he only offered up something invalid. Since the carbon was invalidated when it was shechted outside the Migdash, the subsequent halah is not liable. So the tightrope walker nosed down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources for the Onshim and the Azars for the Shechita and the Halal b'chutz. So the tightrope walker who noticed down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, shocked the crowd when he threw down his balance pole to stop someone from doing the same, who had been makdish his carbon during Shas Heter Bamos, which reminds us, we learned that even karbanos designated b'Shas Heter Bamos cannot be sacrificed b'chutz once Bamos become prohibited. Daf Kuf Zayin, so the simmer Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The man who did Zrik with dam mixed with couscous, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. The man who did Zrik with dam mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing to Shechita and one to Halal, which reminds the Gemara discusses whether Zrika b'chutz is derived from a pasuk of Shechita or Halal. So the man who did Zrik with dam mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to Shechita and one to Halal, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the Heichol, which reminds us, Abraisa explains that the phrases b'machane in the camp and mechutz l'machane outside the camp together teach that one is chai for shechting in the machane levia, and not only outside all three machanos, but only in a place which is not fit for shechting any korbanos, and not for shechting kachi kachim in the darom. Based on this, Ula says, a shechet al gagol shel heichol chayev, one who shechs on the roof of the heichol is chayev, heil ve'en ruy u'shechitas kol zevach, since it's not fit for shechting any carbon. Rava objects. So the man who did Zrik with dam mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to Shechita and one to Halal, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the Heichol, was relieved when another rabbi said he's pati because there is no more Kedusha nowadays because Kedusha Rishon Lakitsha Lasil Lavo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about Hamal Bezman Hazeh if Kedusha Rishon Lakitsha Lashayta Vakitsha Lasil Lavo. Daf Kuf Ches, so the Simon Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on Kach Take. So here goes. Well, one talented pickpocket, that must be more Daf Kuf Ches, Kach Take. Well, one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together, b'chutz, since they were both chayev, which reminds us, the next Mishnah describes the relative chumras of shchute chutz and halal b'chutz. The greater chumra of shchita is that one who shechs a carbon, lehedyot, for a commoner, meaning for human consumption, is chayev, whereas halal for a hedyot, meaning to worship him, is patur from halal b'chutz, although he would be chayev for avodah zorah. The greater chumrah of Ha'ala is that two people who held a knife together and shechted b'chutz are exempt, but if they held a limb of a carbon and offered it up together, they are chayiv. So, while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one was ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, he's chayiv for every halah, but Rabbi Yossi says he's only chayiv once. This malchokas is explained in numerous ways. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayev, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayev multiple times for offering up multiple limbs on top of a rock he used as an altar, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Veino chayev ad sheyalo rosh ha-mizbeach. One is not chayev unless he offers up a carbon on top of a mizbeach. But Rabbi Shimon says, even if he was mala on top of a rock or stone, he's chayev. Daf Kuf Tes, so the Simran Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit, Hatzalah member kit, that must move on Daf Kuf Tes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayev Kares, which reminds us that we learn all Kachim, even those which became apostle, are Chayev for Ha'alah B'chutz. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside of the Migdash was about to tell me his Chayev Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazai, so Buster and Emurim and Meshlamin combined, which makes him Pater, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes that if one is Ma'ala a Kazai is composed of Buster and Emurim of an Ola, all of which should be burned on the Mizbech, he's Chayev. This implies that regarding a Shlamim, whose Buster is eaten, one is not Chayev for a Kazai is made from Buster and Emurim. So the Hatzal member who grabbed his kid and ran to help a man who burned himself while being marked by apostle carbon outside the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayev Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazayas of Basar and Amorim of Ashlamim combined, which makes him Pater, and was shocked to see his partner take a Kazayas of Ketores and the Yom Kippur Avoda out of his Hatzal kid and burn it b'chutz, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma says, the one who offers a kazayas of komets, lavona, ketores, and others is chayev, but Rabbi Eliezer exempts him ad sheyakriv es kulon, until he offers all of it, because for non-blood offerings, he considers the offering invalid unless it's complete. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf you in the location of the three base of the shanim, the three places of ashes? That's on daf Kuftalot. Good. Number two. Which daf do we have Malkoch? Because if Zrika is effective for the or alone when the busser was disqualified, that's on daf Kuftalot. Good. Number three. Which daf do you discuss the din of one who shacks a carbon on the roof of the Heichel? That's on daf Kuvzayin. Good. Number four. Which daf do you in that Nisuch HaMayim during Sukkot is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai and one is liable for doing it b'chutz? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number five. Which daf does Gemara bring the sources for the Onshim and the Azaros for Shechita and Halal B'chutz? That's on daf. Kuf Vav. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn the two people who shech together B'chutz are Pater, but two people who are Ma'ala together are Chayev? That's on daf. Kuf Ches. Good. Number seven. Which daf do the question, if only the komets was offered and not the lavona, does the komets permit part of the shiraim parallel to itself? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we ask whether parim and nisrafim and sirim and nisrafim become pasul with lina? That's on daf Kuf Dalet. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we ask that a minchas komets which fell back in is not batal and one is chai for offering it b'chutz? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we makok is about offering ketores b'chutz? That's on daf Kuf Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.